This is Today in History, December the 4th. On this day in 1945, in an overwhelming vote of 65-7, the U.S. Senate approves the U.S. participation in the United Nations. The United Nations had officially came into existence just a month prior, when its charter was ratified by China, France, the Soviet Union, the U.K., and the United States, and a majority of other signatories. Senate approval meant the United States could join most of the world's nations in the international organization, which aimed to arbitrate differences between countries and stem military aggression. Also on this day in 1952, heavy smog begins to hover over London, England. It persists for 5 days, leading to the deaths of 4,000 people.
It's a menace, this choking, eye-watering smog. Traffic in London was completely at a standstill on many occasions.
Emergency flares guide traffic through city streets. Britain was back in the dark ages. Special filtering bunny masks are the latest weapons devised to combat smog. Dogs as well can be protected against the deadly fumes. Smog, a mixture of smoke and fog, has become one of the greatest mass murderers of modern times.
It was a Thursday afternoon when a high-pressure air mass stalled over the Thames River Valley. When cold air arrived suddenly from the west, the air over London became trapped in place. The problem was exacerbated by low temperatures, which caused residents to burn extra coal in their furnaces. The smoke, soot, and sulfur dioxide from the area's industries, along with that from cars and consumer energy usage, caused extraordinarily heavy smog to smother the city. And by the morning of December the 5th, there was a visible pall cast over hundreds of square miles. The Great Smog of 1952 became so thick and dense, there was virtually no sunlight, and visibility was reduced to just 5 yards in many places. And on this day in 1997, the National Basketball Association suspends Latrell Sprewell, 3-time All-Star point guard for the Golden State Warriors, for 1 year after he attacks coach P.J. Carlissimo during practice.
It was just a buildup of anger and frustration, just having it all bottled up and not being able to express myself. And at that point, it just came to a head.
Sprewell had a verbal confrontation with Carlissimo when the coach told him to put a little mustard on a pass. When Carlissimo approached him, Sprewell grabbed the other man around the neck and began choking him until he was pulled away by several other players and team officials. Told to leave practice, Sprewell returned within 20 minutes and started throwing haymakers at Carlissimo before he was again pulled away.
We had an incident today, multiple incidents today at our practice, which involved Latrell Sprewell.
There were words exchanged back and forth and asked Spree to leave practice, and he didn't, and the words kind of escalated to some physical contact.
And on this day, in 2009, Amanda Knox is convicted of murder in Italy.
Breaking news out of Perugia, Italy. Tonight, jurors delivered a guilty verdict against Amanda Knox. She's the 22-year-old exchange student from Seattle charged with her roommate's gruesome murder. Her former boyfriend was also found guilty.
On this day, back in 2009, 22-year-old American exchange student Amanda Knox is convicted of murdering her British roommate Meredith Kircher in 2007 in Italy. Knox receives a 26-year prison sentence, while her 25-year-old Italian ex-boyfriend, who was also convicted in the slaying, was sentenced to 25 years behind bars. The sensational high-profile case raised questions in the United States about whether Knox, who always maintained her innocence, received a fair trial. Then later, in October of 2011, in a decision that made international headlines, the Italian court reversed the murder convictions of both Knox and her boyfriend, and they were freed from prison.
So that's the headline. Not guilty of murder. The judge is now talking about some of the lesser charges.
During the nearly year-long trial, Italian prosecutors charged that Knox, along with her boyfriend and a third person, had viciously attacked Kircher in a sex game gone wrong. The prosecution's main evidence against Knox included tiny traces of her DNA and that of Kircher's on a knife discovered at the boyfriend's home. Traces of Knox's DNA were also found in a bra clasp belonging to Kircher. Knox's attorneys argued the bra clasp was found over a month after the murder at a contaminated crime scene, and that the knife blade couldn't have made the wounds on the victim. Locked up abroad, Amanda Knox, convicted of murder in Italy, December the 4th, 2009, on this day in history.